Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my dog, Blaze. Say hi, Blaze. He's not going to. Oh, he jumped up and is now licking my co-host's armpit. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
I don't want just anybody lick my armpit.
Same.
Oh, my God. Both armpits.
Yeah. It's actually National Happy Hot Dog Day, so you're not a hot dog, but you're a licking dog. So... Happy National Hot Dog Day, Mom.
Yay, yum. I'm not eating one today, though.
I'm not either. No. Well, oh. I had a vegan sausage. Does okay. that count?
Yeah.
It's actually a really good one. Jessica found them at Target, but then I found it at Whole Foods.
Yummy.
It's delicious.
I think Target would be cheaper.
Yes. But listen, my thing with... Matt and I have talked about this a lot. It's okay to not make the shape... Like, you don't have... Like, it could be...
It doesn't have to be hot dog shape.
No, it doesn't. Like... You don't have to keep making things look like meat. Mm-hmm. They don't have to look, because it doesn't taste like meat.
Come up so with like, a new name for it.
Come up with it's your own noogle. Thing. It's a noogle. It's a veggle.
A veggle.
That sounds like a vegan bagel.
A venal.
No, but nope. See, we're trying to make it sound like sausage or wiener. Wiener. Just be your own thing. It's delicious. The texture is kind of spongy, but the taste is delicious.
Mm.
So it could be a sponge.
A sponge.
Veggie sponge.
A veggie sponge.
On a real note, it's World Suicide Prevention Day.
Mm.
So just remember, I mean, I wrote down three things that I think sometimes help. Remember that time heals all.
Yes.
Whatever you're feeling now doesn't mean you're going to feel it in a year, a mm-hmm. month, even tomorrow. Doesn't mean you're going to feel this way tomorrow. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yes.
And tomorrow's a new day.
Yep.
So.
Brand new.
On that, we'll go over to the news. Another sad thing in the news was that Mac Miller passed away from a suspected drug overdose late Friday morning at the age of 26. So.
Young.
It's a sad, sad thing. Too young. I mean, no one should ever have to die from a drug overdose.
No.
I don't have much to say. My heart goes out to his family, anyone that knew him.
Yeah.
That sucks. He was a fantastic artist. Mm-hmm. I know he was extremely musically gifted, could pick up any instrument and just go with it. And then he also produced a lot, which people didn't know,
no,
but
I
he
did
wrote
that.
And produced a lot. Another thing in the news, did you see the Nike's new campaign?
No, with Kaepernick and look.
Colin Kaepernick.
That's it.
He used to be the quarterback for
I kept seeing headlines and I'm like, oh, I need to figure out what that is. And I never got around to it.
Okay. So do you know Colin Kaepernick?
No.
No, you don't. He started the kneeling during the national anthem in protest against police brutality against black people in the country because they're discriminated against. So he originally sat. His friend that was in the military was like, you should kneel because that's what happens. That's mm-hmm. what we do when we have a fallen soldier. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you should kneel during it if you want to protest it. He's not protesting the anthem.
No.
Or the military.
No.
He's protesting against police brutality.
Yes.
Against the black community. Well, after that, no football team would sign him or whatever. And then Nike made him the face of their campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It's their 30th year of the Just Do It slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the... It was his picture in black and white. It was just his face. And it said, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Mm-hmm. So it's because he sacrificed football.
Yes, he did.
For this movement. And then some people thought it was going to be a big deal, but I don't think anyone I saw really cared that Nike's been paying him this whole time. Because they wanted to use him as a campaign. But I thought that was going to be a bigger deal. People being like, that's the only reason he's doing it, for money. But I think he gave up a football career.
Yeah.
But because of this, people that are mad that people are kneeling during the anthem are now burning all of their Nike things.
No.
Yes, they are. They're burning, and they're going on a protest against Nike now. I mean, Nike's doing just fine. Mm-hmm. They don't need the people that are the people that are boycotting Nike. They're going to do just fine without them. They're a world company.
Yeah.
A small fraction of the United States doesn't really affect them that much. And they said they'd rather be on the right side of history. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But my dog is licking my mom to death.
Now he's licking the back of my neck.
He is getting in there, in the creases.
The crevices.
Okay, he was calm. We were like, let's start now. He's calm. We just took him on a stroll. I think it's just you on this couch. He thinks it means snack time.
Because
you look like a snack.
Your kisses for grandma.
Looking like a snack, mom. Anyway, so, and then I saw a lot of people saying like this Nike campaign is causing more controversy. I'm talking about a serious topic. Sorry. And my dog is making out my mom's armpit.
I'll just ignore it.
We're just going to go on to the next thing.
Mind over matter. I'll ignore it.
No. Another sad but like not sick, it ended up being inspirational at the end. Did you see that Cosby Show actor?
Yes.
Jeffrey Owens was spotted working at Trader Joe's.
Right.
And people were shaming him for it.
That's silly.
And then of course everyone with a heart and a brain was like, whoa, calm down everybody. And then it found out that Nicki Minaj donated $25,000 to him, saying that he inspired her. But he was just like, no job is better than another job. He needed to pay bills. They have fantastic benefits at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I've known that for a while. I know a lot of people who have worked there, and they treat their employees well. It's a good job.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a job. He was doing what he needed to do. He's an honest worker.
Yeah.
And the fact that when I first saw his picture, I thought it was going to be a story about how like actors get paid like crap. And I thought it was going to be like one of those kind of stories. But then to see the story was about shaming him for it.
Yeah.
I was so confused. But anyway, he did a really good interview. I saw an interview I really liked. But just like, don't shame anyone for any job.
For working, right.
If you're working, you're working. That's a good thing.
Yep.
People make me angry. But another good note. good note.
A positive.
Alex Jones was permanently suspended from InfoWars from Twitter.
There you go.
So they said his abusive behavior. He went after... who's the Republican? Mark, what's his face? You know who I'm talking about. I'm drawing a blank and you're drawing a blank. Who's the, he ran for president and everyone didn't like him because he just kept repeating the exact same word, like sentences over and over. No, not Ted Cruz. Mark Rubio?
Oh, Rubio.
There you go, Rubio. Dad, I'm sitting here in dead air. You're just staring at me. Oh my god, I need to film it. I'm gonna vlog a little bit of my dog attacking my mom. You know, I'll check it out. So he like was doing like gay slurs at him, and Twitter was like, "That's it," and they like banned him because it was on Periscope or something. He posted on Twitter, so they were like, "Okay, you're officially banned from Twitter." That and his show InfoWars. So Twitter finally got on the bandwagon of all social media blocking him.
Good.
Which actually, Mark Rubio was saying that Facebook shouldn't have been allowed to do that. And during that, that's when Alex Jones started like berating him in the middle of like these interviews and wasn't listening to what he was saying because he was like on his side. It was a really weird thing to see. Another weird thing that I heard about was that Cardi B threw a shoe at Nicki Minaj during a fashion show party.
What?
It was okay. So apparently there's a feud between them. I didn't know about it. I just thought it was Stan Twitter's being like, hey, my rapper's better than your rapper. My artist is better than your artist. My female's better than your female. And I'm sitting there being like, guys,
just
love each other. But Cardi B apparently had a beef with Nicki because Nicki like likes and comments on shady things about Cardi B. And Cardi B has put up with it until she allegedly, Nicki Minaj allegedly liked tweets saying that Cardi B was a bad mom. So she poked the mama bear. So apparently at the fashion show, she went up to her and threw a shoe at her and it missed. And apparently Nicki Minaj did not flinch. And then I tried to watch the video from TMZ, but like it's all dark. I couldn't see anything. And then Cardi B tried to get after her, but the security was there and kicked her out.
Simmer down, everybody, get along, man.
I'm team neither at this point. I'm actually team both. I like both of their music. Whoever I'm in the mood for, whoever created a better bop for me at that moment.
And those moments change.
Yeah, I saw another thing being like, where's the proof that Nicki's done any of this? And that's true. I've never seen the proof, but that is, I'm not looking very hard.
Yeah.
But if she did take a stab at her about being a bad mom, that's uncalled for.
No.
I have a PSA, a public service announcement that my dad actually gave me. Didn't you? No, my mom did. Who sent me the text that the Ford F-150s are doing a recall? My dad did. Ford F-150s are having a recall if your Ford F-150 was made between 2015 and 2018.
Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Why? What's happening? Tell me. Fix it.
If you pull the seatbelt too hard, the car catches on fire.
What?
Yeah. Straight up.
Is there like, a little spark engine in there or something?
Like, there's something happens where if you pull on the seatbelt like put your seatbelt on, it ignites something.
Oh my gosh.
And Matt and I were like trying to figure out what in the world. It was like kind of like vague.
Did you go out and try it?
Yeah. No. No one's been hurt, but there I think there's been five trucks that have been.
So what happens? Take them in and
They replace the part or whatever for free. You go to your Ford dealership.
Did you do it yet?
No. Because I found about it on Thursday and I haven't had time.
Okay.
So I'm going to this week. Don't worry about it. Matt and I have driven the truck twice and we're like, careful with the seat belts. We're like slowly moving them. So if you know anyone with a Ford F-150 from the last 3 years, might want to get that checked out.
You might.
They should send recalls in the mail.
They should.
But things get lost in the mail. Or you just don't remember that you changed your address. The biggest news ever has happened though, Mom. You know what it is already.
Queen's pregnant.
No. I mean, that is the biggest sort of, is the best news that we've ever had for our podcast. We have our first sponsor.
Woo! And the crowd goes wild.
Guess what it is? It's Audible. I have worked with Audible a lot. I've talked about them on my channel before. It's a better way to listen. It's a better way to binge your content is listening. So you can listen and do things you love at the same time. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. They even have YouTuber books. They're in on the internet. They have Joey Graceffa's entire Eden series.
Wow. There's
the Children of Eden, the Rebels of Eden, and the... Dang it, I forgot the other one.
The Something of Eden.
Yes, Something of Eden. Elites of Eden. there are some awesome things about Audible like I truly do love. You can switch between devices seamlessly, so you can listen to, like, have your phone plugged into your car and listening to that as you drive. But then you can come into your house, turn on your tablet or your Amazon Echo and keep going right from where you left off, which I think is pretty legit. Audible members can, they get credit every month, which is good for any audiobook in the store, regardless of its price.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're like, one's really expensive, just wait a month and get your credit and you can get the really expensive book. And if you don't like it, you can exchange it. No questions asked. I really think Audible, like, genuinely is like for the people because you can cancel your membership and you still own all the books. So you can go in and re-listen to anything that you've purchased or, you know, used your credit for. And it's yours. It's your book. So I think that was pretty legit. So there's really, really no reason not to try it. If you use audible.com/allthingsinternet or you text all things internet in caps to 500-500, you get a 30-day trial and your first audiobook for free.
Do it.
It helps us. So audible.com/allthingsinternet or text all things internet. It's the name of the show, guys. It's the name of the show, All Things Internet, in all caps, to 500-500. That's 500-500. That's what 500-500 means. Yeah, so that's it from the word from our sponsor. On to our next awesome news thing. The World Surf League announced that it will give men and women equal pay starting in 2019. It's the first U.S.-based sport to institute gender pay equality.
Yay.
I am upset that this wasn't done sooner and that they are the first people to do it. I'm so amazed that they did it. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, 2019?
That's
and
okay.
Just now.
It's a start.
No, I know. Great. It's I love them. I'm so happy. I'm not bashing them. World Surf, that's great.
Yeah.
Love ya. Surf away. Love the surf ocean. Away. But the first U.S.-based... Yeah. What the...
Those women athletes put in just as much time as yes. male athletes to get that good.
We have Serena Williams. Oh, another random news thing I saw that I was like, what? Mustard pizza is now a thing.
Really?
You put... It's a one thing... I saw one place in New York. They put mustard on pizza. It seems like
on
something...
top of the sauce?
I don't know. Is the sauce or it's on top of the sauce?
Huh.
I don't know. But I just saw that mustard pizza is now a thing. And hey, don't knock it till you try it.
That's right.
If you like it, you like it. I don't think I'll like it. But if you want to like it, go ahead and like it. I saw a thing someone being like, it's okay to let people like pumpkin spice lattes even if you don't.
Right.
Let them have it.
I'm not a pumpkin fan, but I'm happy for everybody who loves pumpkin.
Yeah,
now.
So I'm letting... that's all I was saying. It's okay if you don't like the food I like. Right. It's okay if you don't like the things that I like. I like them. I'm going to let you like your things. So if you want your mustard
you
pizza...
You like your sponge wieners.
Yes.
I don't.
My God.
I forgot what we named them.
I don't
your
think
sausage
we did.
Thing.
You came up with sponge wiener, not me. I got YouTube TV and I'm going to try it out and tell you guys how I like it so far. As a YouTuber, I feel like I should try the YouTube. This is not an ad. We already did our sponsor. Thanks, Audible, yes. Again, by the way. But I was like, sports is on now. Football mm-hmm. started again. Go Rams. And so I was like, I feel like I should try it. And we got it. It seemed to work on Thursday's game. We're recording this on Saturday, so I don't know if Sunday's worked. But it's worked so far. It's $40 a month, which I think is a little bit expensive compared to like Netflix and Hulu and Sling. My dad's shaking his head yes. So I'll let you know how it goes.
Is it just sports?
No, it's a bunch of different channels. But we did find a flaw. They don't have Red Zone for football. Not that any of you care about that at all. But that's how we watch Sunday's game, because there's like six games going at once and Red Zone makes it so you don't watch the like walking around doing nothing right. of the game. They only show you when the plays are happening. So they didn't get that. YouTube slacked on that one, but that's okay. Last thing in the news is that Instagram is building a standalone app for shopping called IG Shopping.
So we don't have to see the ads anymore?
I think so.
That would be
and
nice.
And so, like, when you're going on the page, you can buy things directly in the app. So, like, you go and you're like, oh, that's a cute shirt on that they're posting about. And you can immediately buy it from the app.
Oh.
I don't... Again, this is, like, with Tinder U. Like, is it going to work because you're separating the apps?
Oh, right.
So,
right.
Is that going to hinder or help?
We shall find out.
Because right now, I don't see that... Like, there's still going to be ads on Instagram. That's where money is, ads. I mean...
Yeah.
But I think... People with businesses.
Do you like that you get all caught up on the Instagram? You know how now it shows your posts and then or other people's posts. And then if you go to Instagram and look again and there's nothing new, it says you're all caught up.
I find it insulting. I feel the same way as when Netflix asked me if I'm still watching. I'm like, I'm aware I'm on this app too much.
And for me, sometimes I forgot what I've seen. So it's like seeing it again for the new time. And now that it says I'm all caught up, I don't go back and look again before I did.
Because there's sometimes where I'm like in a hurry and kind of just like looking through. Right. But I'm not reading the captions.
Right.
I'm not really engulfed in the picture. It's like kind of like a scroll through while I'm in line at a store or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to go back in detailed look.
Yes.
It is nice to know, okay, nothing has been posted. But at the same time, leave me alone about it. Like, leave me alone.
I can say to myself, I've already seen this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can say it to myself.
I'm a big
girl.
I think
the reason they do it is because they put things out of chronological order. That they're like...
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
It hasn't been in a while. So they're letting you know...
I pretend that it is.
You pretend?
So I pretend the same thing with Facebook.
Yeah. So, oh God, no, Facebook is the worst with chronological order.
I don't see any of my friends' posts and stuff anymore.
You only see their posts if you like something of theirs, but how are you going to see their posts if they don't, how are you going to like something if it's never shown to you?
Yes.
That's an issue. Because sometimes.
I miss a lot of things.
I miss a lot of stuff. But anyway, I don't know if anyone's going to really, I don't shop on Instagram, but I know there are a lot of people who do. So I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see how this app plays out.
All right. Now we got two apps we're looking at.
What were the Tinder U and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, Tinder U. Well,
not that
I'm
we're going to do a Tinder U.
Yeah, I don't think we're looking at Tinder U, Mom.
No. We're just seeing how it goes.
Oh, okay. So someone requests... That's all for the news I have. Do you have any news?
No news.
No news?
None. I've been busy doing yard work.
I got nothing. It was Jacob's birthday.
Today.
While I'm recording this. Happy birthday, Jacob. That you're listening to this at all.
No.
Because you're nine. a personal news, basketball started up again.
Yeah, why didn't I know this before the game so I could have gone? Rachel, because calling it would be a bad game online.
We were all just couldn't breathe on the court. We were just like falling. One of our star players went in the bathroom and puked because she was so over. We just hadn't been.
Yeah.
It's always the first game. Everyone's. Yes. We lost by 2 points or 3 points, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I shot twice, scored zero. But I did a lot of good on defense. I can't do offense. I can do defense,
you
guys.
You can. You do.
I have.
You have.
I'm not. It's not my key thing. Well, I'm going to focus on what I'm great at and excel there.
I enjoy watching.
There's nothing wrong with being good at defense.
No.
The defensive line in football often scores.
Yes.
Just switching things there. All right. So on to a game today. Someone requested that we do the humming game again.
Okay.
They thought it was funny, so we're going to do that. Do you want to guess first or hum first? How about
I'll hum first.
You hum first? Okay. Tell them what it is. I'll close my ears.
It's the theme song to the Brady Bunch.
All right.
Okay. You ready? Did you hear me?
No, I did not. I promise.
That's the way we the brain.
Yeah, you bunch. Go. You got it.
You got it.
All right. Close your ears. I'm going to do one now.
Oh, okay. Do the Miranda by Miranda Sings.
Okay. Did you hear me?
No, I couldn't hear anything. Okay. I was afraid I wouldn't hear you say okay.
Oh, no. I made a big movement. All right.
I closed my eyes too, so that I know you
did, which was confusing. It was very confusing.
It's like, why are my eyes closed?
It's like in a scary movie, like you know something bad's about to happen.
Yeah,
I close my eyes and my ears, and I also look away and hide all at the same time. That scary movie is not gonna get me. Okay. Okay, different part of the song. Don't write a song.
Okay. Oh, don't you cry for me.
No!
I have no clue.
It's not a mainstream song. And you know the writer and singer of this song.
James Taylor?
No. God. Oh. You personally know them.
Oh,
you are.
I personally know?
Yeah.
Do it again.
It's
a Miranda.
Let's do the Miranda.
Yes.
Oh, God. I was going to lost my breath humming that one out.
Holy moly.
All right. Okay.
Want another one?
Yeah. Okay. You got to tell them what it is.
Yeah,
I will not close my eyes, but I will close my ears. Ready, go.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
Okay,
wait.
Okay. It's hard to get the rhythm in your head.
It is.
Okay.
It really is.
Well, I'll just... Okay, go. All of Saturday. The bathtub time song. Yeah. What's it called?
Splish splash.
Splish splash, I'm taking the bath. My dad is giggling in the corner. Okay. All right, plug your ears, but keep your eyes open.
Okay, my eyes are open. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Okay.
Mary had a little lamb. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. ABCs.
Okay. They're all the same, but yes. It's twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're like a sketch phrase where you gotta give that real fast.
Sorry I yelled, people.
They're used to me. It's okay. Oh, God. I'm exhausted.
All right, okay. One more.
Go.
Toy Story theme.
All right. You got a friend in me.
You got it too fast. Okay.
It's James Taylor. I'll do it. Okay, I have one more.
Okay,
close your eyes. That's right. Close your ears, not your eyes. Why am I closing my ears? Okay, I'm not laughing. Okay.
Yellow submarine.
Okay.
Okay. No clue. Do you know what it is?
Well, he heard me say what it was.
His ears weren't, eyes weren't closed. His ears weren't closed. Covered?
Nothing was. Not even his eyes.
Give me a hint.
There's a color in the title.
Purple.
No.
Blue.
Okay.
Yellow submarine.
Yes.
A yellow submarine. I got it now.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Okay, got it.
Oh, God. That was exhausting.
That's fine.
My dog is yawning at us, though. Truly exhausting. I didn't take a sip of water. Tell them you love them or something while I drink water.
A sipple of water. Now she's spinning out her sipple of water. What is the matter? Dead air, dead air.
I said, tell them you love them or something while I take a sip of water. And all you do is say, a sipple of water. I'm tired.
I do love them all.
No. No. Okay, please. Leave her be. Leave her armpits. Play. I had to film it now.
No, he stopped. He stopped.
I don't know how. Okay, now are you going to take a sip of water?
No, I'll choke on it.
That was my issue. Oh, God. Okay. Time for the questions, because I'm out of game, unless you have any more game you'd like to do.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, God. Let's breathe. Emily asked, how Blaze is doing? Blaze updates. My dog had surgery 3 weeks ago.
Clearly his energy's back. His tongue is working great.
He is 110% now. He had a fungal infection in his sinus pockets. They went in and cleared it out. He was recovering for 2 weeks. He had to be sedated. I was in Australia for a week of that. But now he has a scar that he keeps kind of reopening because he has a bed that's a cot, like for camping, where it has like that mesh. Oh my God. Okay. I'm filming everything that's happening. Dog, figure your life out.
Hair.
Oh no, he moved. All right. So, anyway, he was sedated for 2 weeks. So finally we got him off the sedation. They took the staples out and he is so happy, except he keeps rubbing his head on his bed, like really rough. And it kind of like bleeds. Yeah. It's itches. Cause like, his hair is growing back. His fur is growing back.
Scars itch when they're forming.
Yeah, but he's doing great. He's been doing great. We get to go to the park on Monday. He's in the middle of doggy behavioral training to get him perfect, which is he is getting real perfect. He's getting real perfect. And we go in the park on Monday. Is it dad? Yeah. Oh, you looking at me? Anyway, Spread Happiness asked, what is your greatest fear? I don't know what my greatest is because I've got a lot, like death and just terrible things. So we live in a world that can be terrifying. But I came up with a very irrational fear.
Ooh.
Well, I didn't come up with it. Like, I've had this irrational fear since I was a child. And I told Matt about it the other day. And he was like, you're weird. And it's, okay, you know this fences that come to, like, a really sharp point? Like, metal fences.
Yes.
I have the strongest fear of tripping and those going through my eye. Just getting stabbed in the eye with one of those and going through my head.
Oh, my.
I hate those fences. I hate them with a burning passion. So that's I also have a fear of just falling off the curb, like when I'm walking down the street, just falling and then a car running me over, just for no rhyme or reason, not like.
Well, honey, don't walk by the curb.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm walking very far from the curb. I still have the fear of just like one day my leg just being like, nah. We forgot how to work. Those are some irrational fears.
I don't like going under underpasses or being in parking structures.
You have a very strong fear of that.
Collapsing, earthquake.
That's not a fear. That's a phobia. You have a strong phobia of going into parking garages. Oh, yeah. And
it's like, hurry up. Pass them. Or those tunnels that go underwater. No.
Oh, those stress me out.
I stress myself out so big time.
No, I did not sign up to be a submarine.
No.
I did not want to go in a tunnel underwater.
No.
I don't care how efficient it is. No. because normal tunnels.
And I'm always looking when we go through. Is that a leak? Is that a leak?
Yes.
It's going to spring a leak.
There's a water on the ground. That's oil. Nope, it's water.
And I can't see the end. I can't see the light at the end.
No. You have to see. What? Do you want to see the light at the end of the tunnel, Mom?
Yes.
Spread Happiness also asked, is it acceptable to check your spouse's phone?
Well, if you're checking it, then you've got, there's a question why you're checking it.
I don't know. I feel like I see, like, there's so many different things to this. Me is, if you're sneaking to check their phone, clearly you know you're not supposed to. But are you not supposed to because of what you're going to find? Therefore, shouldn't you be looking?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, does that, what if they're just like, they just want you to trust them? They're not doing anything wrong, but they feel that you don't trust them, even though they're very trustworthy for you looking through their phone. It's like, I can see the point to both arguments.
Yes.
I will say I have zero desire, need to look through Matt's phone. Like, I've never been like, ooh, who's he texting? Like, we have each other's passcodes. We use each other's phones all the time. There's never a time when I'm like, oh, now I'm going to look through that phone and find something. And I'm just, because I know that there's nothing to find.
Right.
And he doesn't stress out if I am using his phone.
Right.
But to me, if you think you should because you're going to find something, then something's wrong with the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're sneaking to look through it, I think something's wrong with the relationship.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know the answer to this, because I think it's just your relationship to be strong enough where you don't have the need.
Right.
And if you do happen to look through it because you're trying to find like an app or an old text message that you needed for something, it's not an issue.
Right.
I don't know. Do you look through Dad's phone?
No. Sometimes for fun, just to see what you kids have said to him, but he knows about it.
It's nice knowing what the phone is.
My dad likes the find my friends stuff.
Yes.
So he knows where you are.
He knows where I am at all times.
Yeah. Teeny has that. My friend Teeny has that.
So do
on
you. You know where I am at all times.
I don't know. Sometimes it keeps like shutting off. I've had Dad's location before and I don't have it anymore. I've had your location before. I don't think I have it anymore. I shared it with Teeny the other day and I don't know how I did that by accident. I was like almost there and then all of a sudden she had my location services. I was like, what did Apple just do? She's like, I don't know. But she has hers on for like everybody. She has it on for her mom, her husband.
Well, I turn it on, especially when I have grandkids, so that the parents always know where I am.
I think it's a really, because also at the same time, I don't have anything to hide. I don't think.
Right.
I'm at my house usually. But again, if there is...
It's like, oh, mom's at Sprouts again.
Oh, mom's in her backyard. Getting frisky today. Brian asks, do you speak Spanish? Can you say any words in Spanish?
No habla español.
No habla español. We don't know Spanish. I think we've all tried. Mm-hmm. We've all tried. It just, our brains did not compute. No. But, hola, señorita. ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien. ¿Y usted?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Is that what you...
¡Vámonos, señorita! Muy caliente. These are the words. I don't even know what half the things
I just
said.
You know more than me. I wish we knew more languages.
I so wish I could speak other languages. Definitely. I am always in awe of people that can speak multiple languages.
Same.
Like, goodness gracious, that's awesome. All right. Allison asks, is your house decorated for Christmas yet? If not, it should be. It's even
that's
a little too early for me.
Funny, because the other day, did I not, Tim, say, shouldn't we drag all the Christmas stuff out? Because let's just get it up, because we're cleaning everything out and clearing out and going through
just
things.
Just get it up now?
So let's just get it up now, and it's out of the way, and we can use the storage room. But we didn't.
I'm gonna give fall its moment, because I like fall.
I like fall, too.
As I've aged, I've learned to like fall.
Yeah.
Because it's not does not mean the beginning of school to me.
No.
It means the beginning of my favorite seasons. Fall and winter, I think, are my favorites now. So I like giving fall its moment.
Yeah.
I want the people to wear their Uggs and have their pumpkin lattes. Pumpkin pumps. So have them. I won't partake, but you can have them, man.
But come November sometime.
Yeah, November 1st is my...
It's there.
That's it.
It goes up.
I don't care much for Halloween. I've never, like...
No.
I don't care that much. I can't go trick-or-treating. I'm a little too old and I don't drink, so it's the partying's out for me.
Yeah. Well, you can answer your door.
No, I can't.
I answer the door. It's just there's less and less kids that are out.
Yeah,
and about.
Because what I've noticed is that everyone congregates to like one neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And if you weren't that designated neighborhood, you're not getting any kids.
Right. And our neighborhood even puts a map on that. It's an internet map so that you can say, yes, I'm passing out candy.
Oh.
And so the kids know I'm going to have some candy.
Oh, okay.
But there's just less and less kids out.
Yeah. And it is for safety stuff because the people that do congregate to the one neighborhoods, it's like usually like very organized and like people are outside with their candy. Yes. You're not coming to the door.
Yeah, we've done that before. Decorated. We put up the fire pit in the front yard.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand why it's happening. People just aren't roaming around anymore.
But come on. I give out handfuls of candy.
I know.
I should be marked as one of those good houses.
I think you should probably, like, go to, like, a friend's neighborhood or something this year.
I think I will.
Yeah. But, so, I'm not I'll decorate for Christmas in November.
Yeah.
But, and people who say that's too early, I don't care that you think it's too early.
It's, if it's too early for them, that's fine. They don't have to decorate when we do.
My favorite thing was I read last year is why does the world have to wait for an American holiday to pass for to start Christmas? Because everyone in America says you have to wait till Thanksgiving passes.
No, you don't.
So we have to wait for a holiday where we're faking that we got along with the Native Americans.
Yeah, right.
Because let me tell you guys, that story's not real. We were the pilgrims were not nice to the Native Americans. We were very evil. I'm saying I wasn't there. But
you'll need to eat your tofurkey this year.
I know. I'm not going to eat tofurkey. anyway, so I'm going to wait till November. You know, but if you're already decorated for Christmas, so be it, man.
Yeah, it's okay. Enjoy it.
Do you. Lux asks, are you ever going to upgrade the podcast in the future? I don't know what this meant.
Upgrade
the podcast in the future. Ever as if with this podcast has been on for like a few months.
Upgrade? Are we not good enough?
I don't understand. We got the microphones working.
We're happy.
It took a happy. We are happy. Are you asking if we're gonna learn how to speak English correctly?
No.
Not gonna happen. Figure out math? Never.
Never.
Put the dog in the other room? Ouch. Ridiculous. No. We got the mics working. We've only skipped one Monday. That's because I was in Australia. Yes. Oh, by the way, I was in Australia, guys.
You were. How was that?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. The VidCon was definitely calmer than the one in Anaheim. I have to burp, but it's going to be a water burp, which makes it more acidy. And I'm going to hold it in. I held it in. But Melbourne was great. They had great food. There was a lot of vegan options, which was fantastic.
Nice.
And oh my God, I became obsessed with the coffee there.
Ooh.
I had a coffee and I was like, Teenie, my friend Teenie went with me. I was like, Teenie, this is delicious. And she goes, Melbourne has really good coffee. She's lived there for a year, so she knew all about the city. And I became addicted to the coffee and I got home and jet lag hit and I was like, I need coffee. So Matt, the sweetheart he is, went and got me a Starbucks and he came, brought it back and I drank it.
It's like, ew.
And I was like, what is this? It was exactly what I ordered and the thing that you normally love, but it was so gross compared to the Melbourne kind.
You were used to the other one.
Yeah. And Chris told Christopher, my brother, and he was like, you're a coffee snob now. And I was like, no, I don't want to be. I like enjoying the crap coffee. I like going to a gas station and being fine with what's ever there.
Mom's Keurig coffee.
Yeah.
Pods.
And then Christopher made me an Americano. He has like an espresso machine and stuff. And that was delicious. And he's like, he's like, Starbucks is like the McDonald's of coffee. And I was like, but I liked liking the McDonald's of coffee. I liked that.
Yeah. Have you had McDonald's coffee?
Yeah, McCafe. I love it.
Okay. I didn't know.
I love McCafe.
I like their iced tea.
Oh, yeah.
Unsweetened, of course.
Oh, my God.
Extra ice.
Oh, I found out that Altoids aren't vegan, except the ones you get.
Yes.
The mini sugar-free ones, the small sugar-frees. Yes. Those ones are vegan. But I was like eating Altoids, those ones that were in my bag. And Teenie goes, those have gelatin in them. I was like, no, they don't. No, no. She looked it up. She goes, oh, those are literally the only ones that don't. I was like, they don't ruin me. My dog just bit my mom's butt. Not really.
No, his claws.
Oh, he's got.
Were clawy.
Clawy.
On my hind quarters.
Max asked, have you ever had an intense, I want to be your friend crush? Yes.
Who hasn't?
I mean, yes.
Yes, I still have one for Rachel now.
I've told you we're friends, Mom. We've gotten to the friend area of life. We're friends, okay?
Yeah, I know. I have it in writing.
Yes, you do. I mean, I had one on my sister all growing up.
Yeah.
But no, there's definitely people that I'm like, I really want to be your friend.
Yes.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't.
That's right.
Well, I love when it does happen.
Yeah.
Because then I get to tell them about it later, being like, I really wanted to be your friend. And then you usually find out that they really wanted to be your friend, too. And the only thing was stopping you was just the fear of fear.
Yes.
Ridiculous. Just be friends with people, guys. I say that and I like don't have any friends.
Yeah, you do. I'm sitting right here.
I know.
Aww. Mother-daughter friendship. Moment.
Friendship.
Rose asks, what's been your worst injury? Did you self-diagnose online before going to the doctor? My worst injury ever is, I don't know, does appendicitis count as an injury?
I was going to say appendicitis for me too.
Because that's the first, that's the only time I've had surgery. That's besides, not, yeah, but getting your wisdom teeth removed is surgery.
You're talking about like broken bone or sprained ankles.
Mine would be my finger got stuck in the car locking mechanism. Nightmare. The locking mechanism of a car door.
Yeah.
And it smashed my fingers up, just one finger. It's
Stitches.
My fingernail fell off. It was really gross. That was not self-diagnosed. My mom looked at it and went, well, your finger's not there anymore. Let's take you to the hospital. Also, when I was a kid, the internet wasn't something like, let's go Google this real quick.
No.
It was like, did you check AOL that day for the mail?
No. You can kind of tell when you can see the innards of yourself. Yeah. That you should probably go to the hospital.
Yeah. And then appendicitis, my mom had appendicitis.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just knew something was wrong. It wasn't a normal stomach ache. I thought it was a stomach ache at first.
Yeah.
It was weird. It didn't feel like everything that people had told me was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, you'd push in and push out, and when you push out, it's supposed to hurt, but it didn't hurt me. I was like, I'm just uncomfortable. I don't feel good. And I couldn't poop or vomit. And you were like, honey, we're just going to go to the hospital now. what was your, you've had appendicitis. Is that your worst?
But that's not an injury.
That's not. What's an injury in your body?
Well.
Have you ever broken a bone?
Yes, I've broken toes. I broke a finger.
Those two you don't really do much for. The fingers you can.
Yeah.
My dad had to have like his finger in a splint for like 6 months.
He had surgery in it.
You had surgery. You had pins. Oh, yeah. Oh, he had to get his wedding ring redone because it got like, it couldn't.
Cut off.
They had to cut off his wedding ring because his finger got so swollen because it broke. That was cute. It was really gross to look at. But nothing that bad. No face cutting open.
The TV fell on my finger when I was a little girl. I remember that. That was
the TV fell on your finger?
Well, we had them on just like these little TV tray cart things. This is in the olden days, Rachel. You know,
very unsafe back then.
And I remember it falling over and it broke my finger.
I was looking through these pictures today of like creepy photos of things like right before like a crazy accident happened. Like the last picture of this person before they died or whatever. And a lot of them were like the last picture taken of these people before they went on this like adventure or whatever. And it was like from like the 60s. And I'm like, clearly they were all going to die. Look at how they're dressed. They cannot climb Mount Everest in this. I was just like looking at the old days. I'm like, they thought this was safe? What are they doing? They are planning a disaster at this moment. But I'm sure people in 40 years will look back on pictures from the day and be like, what idiots?
Yes, they could have done it this way.
We are idiots. I just think we all should accept it.
We're all just learning. And
yeah, we're all learning by mistakes at this point.
That's how you learn.
It is how you, that's how I learn best.
Yeah.
By making mistakes or watching other people make mistakes and being like, hey, I've learned that you can also learn by other people's mistakes.
Yes.
You don't have to make them yourself.
Sometimes you do, though.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
But I like to avoid making my own mistakes and just learning from other people's. I really get it from that. That's all the questions. Do you have anything to add?
No. I don't have any questions.
We missed you last week. Sorry we weren't here, but I was in Australia. Jet lag hit me hard coming home.
Yeah.
I was fine over there. We weren't really jet lagged. We were just tired. Because jet lag, like your whole, we have an episode called jet lag. Like, I think two episodes.
Yes, we do.
But like when you actually, like, it's not just tired. It's like you feel gross.
Yeah.
Your body's just lagging. It's not fun. It hit me on when I came home. It didn't hit me over there. Which I'm glad it didn't hit me over there.
The last time we went to Australia, that it was the same way.
I don't remember.
When we got there, but coming home was rough.
And the same thing happened to me. I do remember the flight home. None of us slept.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened to me. I didn't sleep at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is
16 hours.
Oh, I didn't tell the internet. I told you, Mom. We were flying for about an hour. It was clear skies, no turbulence whatsoever, going straight, totally fine. And then all of a sudden, the plane was like sideways going straight down and everyone just started screaming. It was like 3 seconds of like terrifying turbulence. And it wasn't even turbulence. Like, it was like the plane was just going down for like 3 seconds and then they leveled out. and like all the lights on the plane came on, and the pilot was like, flight attendants, please check in. And like you see the flight attendants like getting up off the floor because they just fall. They just said fallen, and like checking in, and they didn't say anything else.
They really needed to let you guys know. Or even just, lie. I mean, just say there was some turbulence unexpectedly. I'm so sorry.
Or like we fell in the cockpit and hit the steering wheel. Like just something.
I sneezed and lost control.
But like it was like people were screaming. I've been on a lot of flights. Yeah. I've been on a lot of long flights, international flights, overseas flights. Like I've been on a lot of flights. I've dealt with my handful of turbulence. I've been on the small planes like they're just 10 cans in the air. This was nothing like I've ever dealt with before.
And you had 15 more hours to go.
Yeah, it was at the beginning of the flight. And so like the rest of the flight, I'm like, but the rest of the flight, it was normal turbulence. It was like, please fasten your seatbelts. And we'd fasten our seatbelts and we'd feel a little bumpy.
And then you're like waiting for more.
No, I wasn't, because I was like, this is normal turbulence. This is okay. And they told us to buckle our seatbelts. And like, I was ready for it. I was good to go.
Yeah.
But like, that one, it was like the worst 3 seconds of my life. I thought we were going down.
Yep.
I just thought it was it.
Everybody in
I texted my mommy.
Yeah.
I texted my mom. I was
sheer
like,
terror on this end.
I was like, him. I could feel your text back. You were trying to be so chill. You were trying so hard. And then like 2 seconds later, Colleen texted me and I was like, because they're together. They are together.
Like, of course I told everybody.
Oh man, it was terrifying.
It's like, send those prayers up.
Seriously,
get these guys home.
The guy next to me was laughing at me because I definitely cussed. Like, I scream cussed, and the lady behind me was just high-pitched screams, like horror movie screams.
That's scary.
But that was that's actually I think the worst flight I've ever had, just because of that 3 seconds of terror. The length of the flight didn't bug me. Well, it did after, like, if Colleen was like, get off the plane, I was like, we are 15 hours from landing. I cannot get off this plane.
There's only water between here and there.
Maybe a pit stop in Hawaii. But I'd rather we stay in the air at this moment. All right, but we're going to end on that very terrifying story.
No, it has a happy ending.
Well, that I'm home safely.
You landed.
Yeah. It was just some weird, they just, turbulence they didn't expect,
no,
I guess. Or they fell, or they sneezed, or
something.
The pilot
happened.
Had a heart attack.
Yeah.
We don't know.
They should invite. I do better knowing.
Yeah.
Even if it's a scary knowing, I do better knowing.
If it lie.
Give
Even
me the
Even if they
info.
Didn't know.
Right.
But everything checked out afterwards. Just be like,
tell me it's fine.
Bird hit the engine. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me something.
It happens.
Oh my God. I'm just, now we're just not even on scripted things anymore. I'm just going. I saw a video of a plane. They are in the air and they filmed another plane passing them the other direction. And it was so fast.
Oh yeah.
Because you don't realize how fast you're going.
Yeah.
You're so far away from the ground.
Yep.
That everything just looks like you're slowly moving.
Yeah.
But that plane, they was under them. It was just, like a second. And I was like, nope. And then, because I've heard stories of like, a little plane crashing into a big plane. I'm like, they had to see each other. But seeing how fast they went, there's no, like, if there's a cloud in between y'all, there's
it's what the radar's for.
It's what the radar's for. But I was just like, that's insane. Yeah. You don't realize how fast you're going. They'll even tell you, like, we're going 800 miles an hour. And I'm like, liars. We're going like two.
Well, we don't even know what 800 miles an hour feels like, because we're used to like 75 in our car.
Yeah.
Jeepers, that's fast.
Yeah. All right, let's end there.
Okay.
All right. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening.
Don't forget Audible.
Yes.
Don't forget.
Just thank us, Audible. All things internet.
Yes.
audible.com/allthingsinternet or text all things internet to 500-500. All right.
Yes, definitely.
Love you guys. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.